and we started talking about songs and songwriting. And he said, so many girls play piano and sing. You just need more to break through. I didn't think I would ever hear from him again. And he called me in a few days and said, you need to go across the country and write with America's greatest songwriters. A
couple of years ago, Nikki Jean was making a name for herself in R&B and hip-hop. Then she met producer Sam Hollander. She told him that her love of music comes from her first love for folks like Irving Berlin and George Gershwin. Pennies in a Jar, her new album, is the result. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. In the 80s, when Nikki Jean was 5 or 6, she saw a TV tribute to Irving Berlin celebrating his 100th birthday. She was instantly hooked to classic American pop songwriting. Later, she stuck with music and by her early 20s was recording and touring with R&B and hip-hop acts like Lupe Fiasco, Kanye West, Rihanna. But she always remembered her original love. So when she started working with producer Sam Hollander, they asked some legendary living songwriters to co-write songs with Nikki Jean. And it worked. Carole King, Bob Dylan, Burt Bacharach, Carly Simon, and many others signed on. The songs are released now on Nikki Jean's debut album called Pennies in a Jar. Nikki Jean came into Studio A to speak with FUV's Kara Manning the day the album was released.
I have to ask, did they have music already from something that maybe that they had left?
You just have to completely subjugate your ego and approach the situation like, I want to learn. Like, I honestly want to learn as much as I can about songwriting. Do your best, bring your A game, but approach it with some humility and go from there.
Is there anybody working with Bacharach, my idol? But I mean, he's known to be an incredibly a taskmaster, a perfectionist, somebody who's incredibly hard to sing to in many cases and also to write with.
He is a very generous taskmaster. It was very frightening for me to write the Bacharach song. Mr. Bacharach was the first time. Here's the melody. What can you do? By yourself. You know, like, you go write the lyric now. I'm used to working with Hal David. He's amazing. So what can you do?
All I recall are fireworks and fireflies that lit the sky. Seem to imply if I could catch them, why couldn't I bottle up the stars, pennies in a jar? That's how I saw.
So you went through what is the ultimate grad school for any songwriter. I mean, when you walked into this, and when was the first session?
December 3rd of 2008.
Okay, so you turn around 3 years later. Who was the last session? Was with Bob Dylan? Was working with Dylan? Or were you actually in the same room?
I've never met Mr. Dylan. He sent me an unfinished song, and they said, you know, please write the verses and the bridge, and I did, and that's what we have.
Did you ever chat with him on the phone?
No.
Oh, so it's emails? Nothing?
It's very mysterious, yes.
Oh, you emailed with him?
I emailed with Jeff Rosen, who is his representative, and he would have to go back to Mr. Dylan and get, you know, be our liaison.
What did he email back to you, or what did Jeff Rosen email back to you when with the finished Steel and Feathers? What was the response?
I think it was, at this point, I'm able to give you full approval on the song. You've really done a very nice job with it, and we're happy to be a part of your album.
That's beautiful.
Don't ever take yourself away. Don't ever take yourself to a place where I can't find you. Don't ever take yourself away. I will never leave you, I will never deceive you. I'll be right there walking behind you. Take your time, take my confession, take my crime. Take the halo I'm hiding in faith I got riding on you.
There's Steel and Feathers, co-written by Nikki Jean and Bob Dylan. Before that, the title track from Jean's new album, Pennies in a Jar, co-written by Burt Bacharach. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.